Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are and wherever you are listening to us.
The keys of life.
The world is a very, very big house. Many people living in many rooms. We must open all the doors up. We must unlock them all today. Throw all the keys away.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, my dear friends from all around the world. You're listening to IRIB English Radio, The Keys of Life. And this is Asma. First thing first, I'm no religious scholar, therefore all we're gonna do in here is to go through every chapter of the famous fruitful book of Mafatih al-Hayat. That literally means the keys of life. Well, in this journey, we'd learn things all by each other. So previously on The Keys of Life, we talked about contemplation. Well, in the first chapter of this very important and interesting book, we understood that thinking and contemplation has got an important role in our life. So as Muslims, we have been recommended to contemplate upon every single thing that happens in our life, whether it be natural incidents or the catastrophes or whatever that happens in our life has got a reason. So we have to think about it because through this thinking, we are going to get into a grown-up and a mature person has got a different way of thinking. So through these contemplation, we get into an evolved version of ourselves that we never thought we could get to. Well, as the second part of this chapter, we're going to go through simplicity. The thing which is so important is to avoid the ostensible show of, the phoniness and the flashiness. You have seen it in your life that there are some friends that, maybe they're rich, maybe they have too much and they want to show off. They just hold these gatherings that is so flashy and that's got so much of things in it. But then the thing is that the quality is very much important and it has got nothing to do with the quantity of the things that you have in your life. Sometimes we get to have too much of things. We actually go through too much of troubles, we do too much of hardships in order to achieve something that is very much trivial. But we have it in our Islamic heritage that we should not go for too much of, for an excessive amount of effort for things that are unnecessary. There's also another aspect that you should have it in your mind. Do not bother yourself. We have it in the Holy Book of Quran that God says it to his obedience that إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُرِيدُ بِكُمُ الْيُسْرُ وَلَا يُرِيدُ بِكُمُ الْعُسْرُ. Well, this is one of the recommendations of Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam that we have always heard it from the greatest scholars, that God does not want us to go through troubles and hardships. All he wants for us is easiness. So we should not impose on ourselves an amount of hardship and difficulty that is not recommended for us. For praying, for example, God has never asked us to go through too much of prayings, like to cross the mountains, to get at the top of the mountain, like what we see in some ancient mystic stories, like they were like a kind of people who went through too much of oceans, too much of seas, too much of mountains to get into a special situation in which they could get closer to God and then talk to him in a specific manner. Well, we have it in our religion is simply put like this. You, in order to get close to Allah, you don't have to go through too much of trouble. It's just a process of thinking. You go deep and deep in your contemplation. And then through prayers, again, that have been mentioned to you to be easy, pretty much easy, and in a style that we have learned from Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam. The Prophet says, in your life, in all aspects, try to be so moderate. If you're going to invite your friends and your family for a gathering, do not go through too much of trouble. Do not bother yourself because that's not recommended. And that's not what you have been created for. The Prophet ﷺ says, I do not like people who go through too much of difficulties and problem for whatever they do. Like for people who actually try to create these flashy gatherings. They spend too much of money. They do too much of things. Of course, you have seen such people in front of you, you know. There are some people who do everything excessively. If it's about invitations or gatherings, they do it excessively in a way that actually makes you forget about the main idea that is the gathering. It's more of a show. It's more of a phony show. And then it's not just like gathering for the sake of gathering and meeting people. Well, here's the thing about being too obsessive in these sort of things. But then I would tell that to you after the break. So let's go for a break and then we'll be back in a blink of an eye.
آیت الله جوادی آملی, the author of the book مفاتیح الحیات, The Keys of Life.
این مفاتیح باید دو جلد باشه. چندین سالی حرف گفته میشه.
This book, مفاتیح, ought to be in two volumes.
یه جلدش هی مفاتیح الجنان است. چه فرون دماز و سواب داره فرون روزون است.
One volume, the present volume, مفاتیح الجنان, is on the level of the lofty rewards for praying, fasting, etc.
یه جلدش کم داره و اون اینه که فرون درختکاری اینجا کم سواب داره. دعا هم داره, ثواب هم داره.
But the book lacks its second volume, which ought to be on subjects like the lofty rewards for planting a tree.
امام اونطوری که اینو گفته بودم گفته دی. اون امامی که گفته اگر روزه بگیری ثواب داره, همون امام گفته که اگر درخت بکاری اون ثواب داره.
Imam has mentioned both of these subjects. The very Imam who has stressed out the reward for praying has also highlighted the reward for planting a tree. There are generous amounts of reward for protecting the environment. When growing wheat, take some in your hand and say these prayers. These are what the very Imam has mentioned. We lack this second volume in Islamic world.
Well, welcome back to The Keys of Life. You're listening to Asma, and this is Arabic English Radio, Call of Islam. Well, yes, we were talking about moderation and getting away from all the display and showing off sort of stories. Well, we said that the Prophet says, أَنِّي لَا أُحِبُّ الْمُتَكَلِّفِينَ. That is, I did not like the people who go through too much of difficulties and they just try to show off and they try to overdo everything. So this is very important. I wanted to tell you something. Well, we all have met this kind of people who when you befriend them, you do not feel like at home. It's very important that in your relationships, try to be so moderate. Also, Imam Ali alayhi salam says, the best way of living is to live simply away from all these showing offs and difficulties that might just entangle you with too much of terrible. So just be as moderate and simple as you have been recommended to in our Islamic heritage and narrations. Also, we have it from Imam Ali alayhi salam, who says to his son that, my son, there are two types of blessings that you could get in your life. The one that you go after it. For the one that it comes after you, make sure that even if you do not go toward it, it's going to come to you. So do not worry a lot about it. Leave all the worries and all the sadnesses of the future aside, because the things that are going to happen will happen for you. Of course, there are some details and different aspects to this saying, but then I'm just going to make it clear as much as the time would leave me. You know, when they say do not think about the troubles and the problems and do not engage yourself with too much of worries, that does not mean that you should not think about your life. They too much recommend you, I mean, Ahlul Bayt alayhi wasalam generally recommend you to think too much about your life, about how to improve yourself, about how to be a more respectful person, but then They ask you to stay away from all the worries, to stay away from the things that would deviate you from the main idea of life, from the main purpose of life and creation. That is, to be a truthful obedient of Allah. Well, this was all the time that we had for today's episode. I hope you just enjoyed it. Until another session, wassalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.
Driving past, walking fast, to the field of dreams, hear the children scream.
There was the Keys of Life by Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran, IRIB English Radio.
Every corner represents a different image in my mind, a momentary emotion, space spent in time, in time.